talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go, this Getaway Friday, first Friday in the season of autumn, and the last Friday in the month of September 2021, 19 minutes past the hour. And I do have to send out thank you salutations to two of our great listeners, Mr. and Mrs. Shirk. Mr. Shirk just dropped off some great peppers and tomatoes and things that I will definitely enjoy, and also dropped off a dessert from his wife, who is a fantastic cook. No doubt, I think she's a chef, a matter of fact. Cook is too light a word. She is a chef, and I cannot wait to try this sometime between now and tonight, so we can talk about this on the air tonight with Angie between 8 and 10. And this is for me and Angie, so I know I got to share it with her. See, I could have not told her it came, and then I could have just ate it all myself, because I don't know if I've ever got into this, but when it comes to desserts, I like anything with lemon, I like anything with, pretty much with blueberry, but I'm not a chocolate person. It's just not one of my things. I have a weird relationship with peanut butter, to be honest. I am not somebody who could ever eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I would never have a peanut butter sandwich. I would never have celery and peanut butter. I wouldn't even eat peanut butter crackers. Those don't taste all that good. And honestly, Reese cups, I can eat them, but they're not my favorite. But I love Butterfingers. A matter of fact, Butterfingers are my favorite candy bar. And I love peanut butter fudge. I can eat that. I don't know what it is about those two things, peanut butter fudge and Butterfingers, that are completely different than I've seen people just eat peanut butter right out of the jar. And I could never do that. There's just something about peanut butter in its plain state. But really, even Reese cups are not a huge favorite. And chocolate, you know, I don't hate chocolate. I would eat something with chocolate on it, but it's never something that I have a craving for. Never chocolate. I'm more lemon, blueberry. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I think is really. Those would be the flavors, if there is such a thing as a blueberry flavor. I do like anything blueberry. Orange things are not bad. I don't mind orange things, but lemon, probably the favorite. But blueberry pie, probably my favorite type of pie, right there with lemon meringue. And I love a pineapple upside down cake. I cannot tell you the last time that I had a pineapple upside down cake, but Ted was talking earlier. He just had a birthday this past week, and he wants a German chocolate cake. Now, a German chocolate cake is a bit of a complicated cake, but I like coconut, so, you know, I would probably have a little bit of a German chocolate cake. It's chocolatey, obviously, but I like coconut, so I could probably do that, and that's why I like pineapple upside down cake. A lot of people use coconut in that, and I like that. But I will tell you something. When I go to an Italian restaurant, and I'm not big, honestly, on Italian, I can eat spaghetti, but it's not my favorite. I think I got burnout on it when I was a child. I'm not big into ravioli. I'm not big into meatballs. I'm not big into really any kind of anything with tomato sauce on it really is not my favorite. But I do like lasagna every so often. But the problem with lasagna when you go to a restaurant is I don't like ricotta cheese. I don't like ricotta cheese and I don't like sour cream. So it's either got to be mozzarella cheese or sometimes cottage cheese. I like cottage cheese, but it tastes a little different to me when it's in a lasagna. So most of the time, I just like leaving out the ricotta or the mozzarella or any of, and just putting maybe more putting more mozzarella in, leaving out the ricotta or the cottage cheese or anything of that nature. So that's my story today on Italian food and desserts. In my mind. Anybody got anything to say about desserts and Italian food, or what things do you like? You know, one day we did a show, and I really had a lot of fun with it, in regard to funny things that people eat. And I remember it all started because I think Sean called in and said that he ate, what was it? It was something to do with syrup. He put syrup on, maybe it was syrup and peanut butter. Syrup and peanut butter on a spoon. And that just sounded horrible to me. First of all, because I don't like peanut butter. And to just eat syrup and peanut butter on a spoon was disgusting. But then I went back and I started to think about things that, not necessarily that I ate. I really don't know if there's anything that I eat that's strange. Maybe there is, but not that I can think of. But I think about my grandfather. My grandfather used to eat, it was either saltine crackers or like Ritz crackers. I think he preferred the Ritz, but if he didn't have the Ritz, he would take the saltine. And he would just take the plain cracker and dip it in milk and eat it. That was good for him. More times than not, it was the Ritz cracker. Ritz cracker and milk. But he would use a saltine. And it's okay, I'll say that, but it's not a cookie, let's put it that way. And then my dad used to eat this all the time, and again, it comes back to peanut butter, and I'm just not a peanut butter person, but if he wanted a snack, he would make a big cup of hot tea, not a little saucer cup. Like a big thermos cup. He would make a big cup of hot tea, and he would take toast, he would toast bread, and he would smear that with peanut butter and dip that in the hot tea. And he just loved that. And he would also do cinnamon graham crackers with peanut butter on them dipped in the hot tea. He must have wore me out on peanut butter. Must have been the thing. Now, other than that, I can't really think of anything weird that I saw anybody eating. Now, did anybody in your family eat anything weird, or do you eat anything weird that people think is weird? Give me a buzz. I think this is an interesting topic. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Aside from the cottage cheese thing that I like to eat, which I don't think is all that strange, you know, cottage cheese, whipped cream, and Jell-O, that's about it as far as weird things. Other than that, I don't really mix anything that I think would be out of the ordinary. But does anybody eat anything weird out there, or get a craving sometimes for something that they more than not think is weird? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, I do want to remind everybody out there listening that Bobby has some Wilds tickets here. Daphne has some Wilds tickets. Jean has some Wilds tickets. Charlene has some Wilds tickets. And Carolyn has some Wilds tickets here to be picked up at the station. Now, we will be open till 1 o'clock today. And then tonight, we will be here 8 until 10. If you can't pick them up today, you can get them on Monday, 4 to 5 p.m. Monday, 4 to 5 is usually the best time. But your tickets are here. And again, thanks to Mr. and Mrs. Shirk for the vegetables and the dessert. And we'll report back on that tonight from 8 to 10 with Angie. Now, we'll get back to the family feud here. Okay, the category we were on, name something that might make you suspect that your house is haunted. Name something that might make you suspect that your house is haunted. Now, number one is noises and voices. Number two is moving objects. Number three was flickering lights. Number four was ghosts. And number six was weird odors. What is the final answer here? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something that might make you suspect that your house is haunted. And we'll get you a pair of tickets to the Wilds or a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo. And again, the Wilds tickets are good through October 31st. And the Columbus Zoo tickets are good through the first of the year. 740-383-9944. 29 minutes past the hour here. WWGH Radio Time. Name something that might make you think that your house is haunted. 740-383-9944. Number one was noises and voices. Number two was moving objects. Number three was flickering lights. Number five was ghosts. And number six was weird odors. What is the answer that we do not have? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have a guess here? We would love to hear what your guess might be. Has everybody ran out for the day? The temperatures went out, and everybody ran out for the rest of the day. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here. Name something that might make you think that your house is haunted. Has anybody ever had these problems? Noises, moving objects, flickering lights, ghosts, weird odors? See, to me, some of this stuff is explainable. You know, noises and voices, that could be somebody in another house, somebody next door, a television on, something like that. Moving objects, things fall down all the time off walls and so on and so forth. Flickering lights, maybe you got a bad connection. Weird odors, could be just your sink's clogged or something. There's a lot of problems that can cause weird odors in your house. Now, ghosts, see, I don't know what people mean about ghosts. Has anybody ever seen a ghost? Now, I'm not talking like something out of the corner of your eye. I'm talking, has anybody ever been looking with both of their eyes directly at a ghost? Has anybody ever seen anything like that? That's the type of thing I'm asking about here. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. Nobody knows the final answer to our question. Name something that might make you suspect that your new house is haunted. Again, we've got noises, voices, moving objects, flickering lights, ghosts, and weird odors. What is an answer that we might be missing at this particular time? 740-383-9944. Has everybody left us for the day? The temperatures warmed up and everybody took a hike. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know of anything maybe their ancestors ate that would be considered weird? Does anybody eat anything weird themselves? Let's see here. Is there anything else going on in the community at this point? Nothing really big going on right now in the community. I think we've weathered through most things in the last few weeks, so we just continue on. Anybody have any news or anything out there? You know, we did get a call, I believe it was last night, overnight, about covering school plays and things like that, having people come on and talk about that. And we certainly would welcome that if they would want to do that. But a lot of times the schools don't send out press reports like they used to. I don't think that the schools quite have the press departments that they used to. I think everybody's kind of gone to Facebook, so they don't necessarily contact. I don't even see things like that in the newspaper anymore. Very often, a lot of times you'll see it after the event happened. You'll see a picture, but you don't really see it before. So I don't know. But if anybody would ever want to come on from a school or an event in town that was a positive event that people were welcome to, they're more than welcome to give us a call here, and we'd be more than welcome to let people know. We have a ton of things here to promote. We have, well, I can go through a few of them here. Again, give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind. But we have, the Tiffin Flea Market, their last weekend is next weekend for the season, October 2nd and 3rd. The Tiffin Flea Market was established in 1978, the largest flea market in northwestern Ohio, Seneca County Fairgrounds in Tiffin. It's free admission, Saturday 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Sunday 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And again, that is the last weekend for that, is next weekend, October 2nd and October the 3rd. We also have the big meet and dine with the presidents coming up Saturday, November the 6th from 5:30 to 8:30. The location is Day Spring Wesleyan Church, 2431 Marion Mount Gilead Road. The evening begins with a gala reception and the arrival of the presidents, followed by a buffet dinner and dishes taken from the White House cookbook. Now, at this particular event, the speaking presidents will be George Washington, Martin Van Buren, Warren G. Harding, and John F. Kennedy. And the non-speaking presidents will be James Madison, U.S. Grant, Chester Arthur, Benjamin Harrison, Theodore Roosevelt, Woodrow Wilson, Harry Truman, Dwight Eisenhower, Barbara Bush. Master of Ceremonies will be James Cox, the 46th and 48th Governor of Ohio. And the guest speaker will be Mary Ellen Withrow. And reservations for this dinner need to be made by Thursday, October 21st, 740-387-4255. Go ahead, caller.
How about doors open and close?
Doors opening and closing. Let me take a look here. Now I got to get all this paperwork out of the way. That is the final one. Doors opening and closing. You have got it. Who are we putting in?
I don't care. Judy Smith.
Judy Smith. Is Judy out there listening today?
I don't know.
Haven't heard from her this morning.
Have you heard any more about the house explosion?
No, and I did talk to them the other day, and they said the report has not come back from the state yet. So as soon as we know something, you'll know something.
Are you and Angie going to be on tonight?
Yeah, we'll be on tonight. Going to taste this lemon dessert that Mrs. Shirk sent over, and we'll give you a report on how that is.
Oh, that sounds good.
Did you ever eat anything weird? I was going through things that...
I like Brown's Wiggers.
Now, see, is that weird? Because Mary Ellen made that at what cookout was that? 4th of July or Memorial Day or something.
Made a dip out of it, didn't she?
Yeah, she just made a dip out of it. Oh, how do you eat it?
I just cut it off, slice it off. I like to nuke it just for a few seconds and heat it up just a little bit.
Now, it's goose liver, right?
That's what I've heard. I don't know. It's called liverwurst, but I don't know if it's just goose liver or any liver.
So you just take a little bit of it and put it in the microwave and eat it up?
I eat it cold sometimes, too, but I like to heat it up just a little bit.
Well, that's interesting. I thought it was good. Now, I did not know it was goose liver, but I really don't know if that would have changed it. I was talking earlier about somebody, we did this thing about odd things people eat a few years ago, and somebody said peanut butter and syrup, and crackers and milk and peanut butter and toast and tea, little off things.
Well, I don't think I got anything real crazy. I do.
I don't know. Maybe we'll hear some more, but yeah, you got it. So those are all the answers. Name something that would make you suspect your house is haunted. It's noises, voices, moving objects, flickering lights, doors opening and closing, ghosts, and weird odors.
Yeah, I happened to just think of that because, you know, I just kept pondering, you know, what could that last one be?
Well, we'll move on to the next one, see if we can get it in the next 20 minutes.
Okay,
thank you. All right, we'll move on to the next subject here. We got Judy S. in. If there's no competition there, she'll be the winner today. All right, name something that grows faster than you want it to. Ah, how about that? Name something that grows faster than you want it to. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
Bronze water is not made with goose liver. It's all pork products. What? I need another rule myself, and I read the right word, and it's all pork products, not goose liver.
Now, I wonder who said it was goose liver. Somebody told me it was goose liver.
I have no idea who that said that. Yeah, that's what it is. It's all pork products. Pork liver and the byproducts or whatever other pork. Bacon is in it. So,
like a pork chop?
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks. Well, see, I thought Braunschweiger was goose liver. I don't know. Is there any goose in Braunschweiger at all? I don't know. I know you have to buy it special, I guess. Okay, let's go back to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Your kid.
Your kids. Absolutely. Here, let's see if that's on the list. Yes, kids, number 3 on the list. Now, did you have any luck with Geraldo? Because I'm thinking Ted got into Geraldo.
Yes, I actually did get somebody to answer the phone. I told them what we wanted, and he said he had a paper of people who had called in, and he was making a note of it.
Now, do you know who you spoke with?
I have no idea. I had to hurry up and get off the phone because my boss is coming in.
Oh, but he was making a list.
Making a list, and he had a paper, a list, something, and he was making it a note of people that were calling in wanting Geraldo to come on their show. I said, it's not a show, it's a radio station in Marion. He said, oh, that's right. He said, I did speak to somebody about that. He said, I've got it on the paper. So I don't know what that means.
So other people want Geraldo to come on the show, or it's a list of people who want Geraldo to come on this show?
Yeah, that's what he said. I said, a show. And I said, no, it's not a show. It's a radio station out of Marion with Scott Spears. And he said, he acted like, oh, yes, he knows that. And he said, I've got that down. And he said, I'm making it a, he didn't actually say list. He just said, I'm making a note or something like that.
Well, maybe we'll hear something.
I'm hoping.
Let's hope. Let's hope.
No, really.
I mean, you know, it's been like 9 days now. What in the world?
It would be very interesting to have him come into Marion and be on your show. It would really be interesting.
Well, what I can't understand this one, now I know there's not a list of people calling up there wanting Geraldo to do like shows. So,
I know, right?
So, you know, this must, I know Golden Voice has called.
Right.
I know that Thunderbolt has called.
Right.
I know that Sam Donaldson has called. And I think people from Marion have called.
Yeah.
So, you know.
That would be quite interesting to have him come into Marion and be on the show, on the radio.
Maybe some more people will call and we'll keep pushing. If you push hard enough.
I wonder if he even knows. I wonder if Geraldo even knows. Maybe he has an email that I can email him personally.
Well, I do know there's an email. It's public. It's just Geraldo.Rivera@foxnews.com. But
okay.
How often he answers that, I don't know.
Exactly. Right. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, anybody who calls up there to Geraldo, I appreciate that because we're compiling quite the list now. All right, 740-383-9944. The question here on the Family Feud is, name something that grows faster than you want it to. your kids are on the list. Kids are number three. So we've still got 1, 2, 4, 5, and 6. Name something that grows faster than you want it to. 43 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And the Boston Pinheads. Now, normally I hear from the Boston Pinheads on Friday, but they have totally went dark this week. I don't believe I've heard from them at all this week. They kind of got behind it last week, our big Geraldo movement on Friday, and then this week they have disappeared. So the reason for that, we don't know, but maybe a list is being compiled at WTAM Radio to send over to Geraldo Rivera. Go ahead, caller.
Your lawn.
Your lawn, let's see here. Lawn, number two on the list. Who are we putting in this time?
I'll go ahead and put Judy in, Gib.
Judy in?
Another thing I eat that is pretty good. Have you ever heard of rain pudding?
No, what is that?
It comes in a... It's like a... comes in like a, you know, a sausage would come. But it's real soft. And if you heat that up very much, it'll just turn to liquid. The only place I can find it anymore is at the Cane Saver.
Rang pudding.
Rang pudding.
R-A-N-G?
Yeah. Maybe some of the other listeners will ate that and, you know, can tell you more about what it's different. I like it, though.
Yeah, I've never heard of rang pudding.
Ring pudding.
Ring pudding. Well, we'll see. We'll see if that turns up. I've never heard of that.
You ever go to King Saver?
You know, it's been a long time since I've been over there. I've been in the store, but it's been a long time.
Never seen it at Kroger's or Meyer's. No. Sack and Save used to have it, but it's not something that's popular. It's about like South. But
now, do you agree with Bob that Braunschweiger is not goose liver?
I bet it's not. I mean, do they kill gooses?
Well, I'm sure somebody kills a goose.
Well, I've seen them before in the store, but just how many are there, you know, to be able to make a lot of that Braunschweiger out goose liver? They're not going to kill them just for the liver.
Well, I bet they use other parts for things like hot dogs and so on and so forth.
Oh, yeah. You'd be surprised what's in a hot dog.
That, we don't need to get deep in that one, but, you know, why spoil? But you know what? To me, it's like a false paradise of restaurants. If you were in the kitchen of a restaurant, it doesn't matter what the dining room looks like. Go to the kitchen, and you'll see some things going on.
Yeah, or if you work there for a long time, you can't stand the food because of the smell.
Yeah, well, a lot of people can't eat McDonald's and they can't eat any kind of fast food because their first job was at one of those places.
You know, frying donuts. You know, once you fry donuts very much, you know, that smell just makes you sick, you know.
It's a bad secondhand smell. You know, if you walk into a donut shop, it smells pretty good. But if you catch that donut smell on somebody outside of the donut shop, it's an awful smell.
Well, if you work on that fryer all the time, that smell just, you know, the thought of a donut makes you sick. But, no, I like them now, but, you know, when I was frying donuts, you know, I didn't...
Now, where did you fry donuts at?
Well, me and a buddy of mine, we had Marion Pastry for a year.
Now, was it the one where Fiddlesticks was?
No, it was on Washington Street.
Okay, now, right over here.
Yeah, where that barber shop.
Oh, that was a donut shop.
Pastry shop.
Pastry. Okay, Cakes. Now here's how I make donuts. I take, you know, like the biscuits that you buy in the store, and I cut out the middle, and I drop it in warm vegetable oil, boiling vegetable oil, until it browns, and then I take it out. Now, is that how you make a donut?
No. You're talking more of a cake donut that way. There's a hopper that you fill up with the with your donut mixture, and you just pull a lever and you drop them down in there. Now with the raised donuts, you know, mix your dough up and then you roll it out to your thickness, and then you cut them out and you put them on screens, and then you put them in a proofer, and then they proof, and then you drop that screen down in the fryer and, you know, leave them cook so long, then you turn them over. And with a cake donut, you just use a hopper that drops them right down into the fryer.
You know what I'm looking for? I'm looking for one of those popcorn machines where you can make your own popcorn, you know, like people used to push around, or
yeah,
they would be at the movie theaters.
Yeah, I bet you, isn't there a popcorn museum? I bet you there's one in that.
I bet they have one up there, but I would like one just to put in my house. I think that would be, or maybe here at the radio station. I would like a popcorn machine.
And have special events and give out popcorn.
Yeah, but I don't know where, you know, I a new one would probably be hundreds of thousands of dollars, so I don't want to get involved in that. But I don't know where you would get one.
That one store out there in 95, I forget the name of it, they give out popcorn. It's a farm store.
Rural King?
Yeah, Rural King.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a popcorn machine there.
Maybe I can slip in when they're closed and take it.
Yeah.
Why not? Why not? Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Bye-bye. You know, and I'll tell you something else. Now, I got to put this out there. I was going to do it on Swap Shop yesterday. I want a piano, but I cannot move it. I'm past the age of moving a piano. I know a lot of people who want to get rid of pianos. They're taking up space in their house, or they don't play them anymore. If you're ever getting rid of a piano that works and you can drop it off here at the station, we'll take it. Because we would like to have a piano. I like a piano in the studio. It's back to the old days of radio. So if anybody has a piano they ever wanted to get rid of, grand or upright, let me know. And if you can move it, we will take it off your hands if it works. Go ahead, caller.
How about your hair or fingernails?
Hair or fingernails? Well, I'll tell you, that's two... we'll give it to, hair is number one, and nails is number six. All right, so who are we putting in?
Judy C.
Judy C. Now, who's Judy C?
Me.
Oh, you. Okay, well, there we go. Judy C., we got you in.
All right, thank
you. Bye-bye. I was thinking we got Judy S. in twice. Now, who in the world's Judy C.? I know we got three Judys. We got Judy S. Well, we got two Judy S.'s, don't we? I thought we had three Judys. We got Judy Summers. Judy C. is Judy Cressup. I can't remember if we had another Judy or not. Anyway, if you have a piano or a popcorn machine, let us know. And you can leave a message on the answering machine if you're listening to this when it's not live. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or you can send me an email, scott@wwgh1071.com. But I cannot move a piano. And there's nobody around here who can move a piano either. So if you ever want to get rid of one, let me know. All right. What else we got here? Oh, we're still doing the Family Feud. Name something that grows faster than you want it to. 740-383-9944. We've got hair, number one. The lawn, number two. Kids, number three. Nails, number five. There are still two answers left. Name something that grows faster than you want it to. Something that grows faster than you want it to. 740-383-9944. Judy S., Charlene. Well, Judy S. is in twice. Now, is that Judy Summers? Because I haven't heard Judy Summers call in this morning. But Judy S. is in twice, Judy Cressup's in once, and Charlene is in. All right, something that grows faster than you want it to. 740-383-9944. We've got hair, the lawn, the kids, nails. Two answers left. What are they? Go ahead, caller.
How about weeds?
Weeds, I think, is in with Lawn on this one.
Oh.
All right. Thank you. Weeds is tied in with the Lawn on this one. Name something that grows faster than you want it to. We've got hair, the Lawn and the Weeds, kids, babies, and nails. What are the two answers that we do not have? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something that grows faster than you want it to. Coming up on 54 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. Don't forget, I'll be on with Angie Evers tonight, 8 until 10 p.m. with a dessert report. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about your waistline?
Waistline, absolutely. Belly and weight, number 4 on the list. You have got it.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Absolutely, waistline was on the list. So now we're down to one answer here. What is the final thing that grows faster than you want it to? All righty. Go ahead, caller.
How about animals there, Scott?
Animals. Let's see here. No animals on the list.
Really? Because I think you would really want your pet not to grow so fast.
You're probably not, but if you don't have a pet, then you eat all the leftovers and your belly grows.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Name something that grows faster than you want it to. Something that grows faster than you want it to. 740-383-9944. We've got Judy S. in twice, Judy C. in twice, and Charlene in once. With 5 minutes left to go, we've got a pair of tickets to the Wilds and a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo. One or the, I'll give whatever you want. The Wilds are good through Halloween, and the Zoo tickets are good through the first of the year. 740-383-9944. Name something that grows faster than you want it to. We've got hair, lawn, kids, weight, and nails. Go ahead, caller.
How about flower?
What's that?
A flower.
A flower. Not a flower. Not a flower. Something that grows faster than you want it to. Something that grows faster than you want it to. 740-383-9944. Something that grows faster than you want it to. Nails, weight, kids, the lawn, your hair. There's still one answer left on the list. What is it? Something that grows faster than you want it to. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who's going to get the final answer today and get in on this competition for a pair of tickets to the Wilds or the Columbus Zoo? We've got 5 entries so far. Would love to have a 6th. All righty, here. Go ahead, caller.
How about your grocery bill?
Well, that's close, but not exactly right, but very close.
Utility?
What would you say about all those together?
Just bills.
Yeah, you know, I'll go with that. Debt expenses is what it is. We don't want that debt to grow. So we'll get you in there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Me.
All right, Judy C. is in again. Yes, so the things here. Name something that grows faster than you want it to. It's hair, lawn, kids, belly, nails, and debt. All right, go ahead, caller. Caller's gone. All right, well, we'll do what? We've got 3 minutes left here. Okay, name something that might be brewing. Well, we might be able to get this one done. There's only 6 answers here. Let's see how smart you are. Name something that might be brewing. Something that might be brewing. 740-383-9944. We've just got 3 minutes left to go. Can we get all 6 answers? Name something that might be brewing. We've got Judy C. in 3 times, Judy S. in twice, and Charlene in once. One, two, three, four, five, six. Six answers here. Name something that might be brewing. Something that might be brewing. Does anybody have an answer? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Coffee, if you stop.
Coffee, number one answer. We got you in.
All right.
Coffee was the number one answer. Name something that might be brewing. Something that might be brewing. All righty, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
A storm.
A storm, number five on the list. We got you. Number five on the list was a storm. Name something that might be brewing. Something that might be brewing. We've got coffee and we've got a storm. Four answers left in 2 minutes. 740-383-9944. Name something that might be brewing. All right, here comes an answer. Go ahead.
Your temper.
Temper. No temper on the list.
Okay.
Name something that might be brewing. Something that might be brewing. All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
An argument.
Not an argument. Good guess, though. Not an argument. Something that might be brewing. Something that might be brewing. Four answers left here. Go ahead.
Beer?
Beer. Number two on the list. You got it.
Thanks.
Beer was number two on the list. Name something that might be brewing. We've got coffee, beer, and a storm. Still three answers left to go. Something that might be brewing. Go ahead.
How about a bath?
A bath?
Yeah.
No bath. No bath. Something that might be brewing. About a minute and a half left to go here. 740-383-9944. Something that might be brewing. Judy S. is in twice. Judy C. is in three times. Charlene's in three times. And Ron is in once. Go ahead, caller.
How about sauerkraut?
No sauerkraut on the list. Good probiotic, but not on the list today. Name something that might be brewing. Judy S. in twice, Judy C. in three times, Charlene in three times, and Ron in once here. Go ahead, caller.
Would T be on there, Scott?
T is number three on the list. We got you in. Thank you.
All right.
Still two answers left to go. Something that might be brewing. All righty, here. Go ahead, caller.
You got coffee. How about tea?
T's on the list. We just got tea. Tea is definitely on the list. Name something that might be brewing. We'll take one more call. There's still two answers left here on the list. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
How about a pot of tea?
Tea. You got it. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
This is Phyllis.
Oh, hey.
That is a lemonade cake, and that needs to be refrigerated.
Lemonade cake.
Yes.
I will put that right in the refrigerator.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. All righty.
Bye-bye. Bye. Lemonade cake. How about that? I'm looking forward to that. I got to get that in the refrigerator. So we'll have to get off the air here momentarily. Okay, this will be the last call for the day. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
How about trouble, Scott?
Trouble, number four on the list. You got it. All right. So we got five of the six. So we got Ron in three times, we've got Charlene in three times, we've got Judy C. in three times, and Judy S. in twice. All right. I guess we'll look for the last answer on another day. But the winner of the tickets to the Wilds, let me do a drawing here, big build up here. Another pair of tickets to the Wilds. Now remember, you can pick these up tonight between 8 and 10, or Monday between 4 and 5. The winner for a pair of tickets to the Wilds looks as if it's going to be, let's see here. Looks like it's Ron. two had stuck together there. Ron, you win the pair of tickets to the Wild. So, Ron, you can get those tonight between 8 and 10, or you can get those Monday between 4 and 5. Go ahead, caller.
Would that last one be Potion?
Not Potion, but that's a good guess. Not Potion, but it is time for me to take a run out of here. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout. Tune in tonight to hear about the lemonade cake. Angie Evers and I will be here, and maybe a special guest. Who knows? Stay tuned. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
WilliamsGrassCutters.com, Facebook page at WilliamsGrassCutters, email w.grasscutters@gmail.com.
3.